You're listening to the Lost in Japan English podcast, episode number 179.
ロスジャパポッドキャストエピソード179番をお送りします。
Welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast, where we explore the bicultural and bilingual world between Japan and the USA. Join your hosts, Chieko, based in Seattle, and Yasuko, based in Tokyo, in their unique world of Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパポッドキャストへようこそ。アメリカと日本からお届けするバイリンガル形式のポッドキャスト。ホストはおなじみの2人、シアトル在住のちーちゃんと東京郊外在住のやっこ。一緒にバイリンガルかつバイカルチャーな世界をお楽しみください。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast. I am your host in Seattle, Chieko.
そして東京側のホスト、やっこです。
So today we are talking all things eggs.
はい、今日のテーマはですね、卵料理でございます。
So Yakko, there's a lot of different ways, of course, in which eggs are prepared. I feel like 日本での卵料理とアメリカの the way that we cook eggs or the way that Americans eat eggs,、mm-hmm. there's some big differences.
わかる。Huge differences.
So I want to talk about like what, you know, what are the common ones like that both、mm-hmm. Americans and Japanese both eat? Mm-hmm. And then what are the ones that are more unique to American culture versus Japanese culture?
そうだね。あの、卵料理、やっこね、大好きなので、ちょっとね、話してていけたらいいなと思うし、ちーちゃんにはいくつかやっこは質問もあるので。
Oh, okay.So let's start with the easy ones. I feel like the common ones, the ones that you know you see here in the States as well, Japan. And I would say the hard-boiled egg.
そうだね。ヤコもそう思う。ゆで卵はどっちでもあるね。
The sunny side up.
はい。目玉焼き。大好き。
The scrambled egg.
そう。スクランブルエッグは日本語でもスクランブルエッグだね。
Oh, really?
あるね。
Okay.
Yeah.
The omelet.
そう。ありますね。
I do see soft-boiled eggs in both Japan as well as the States.
Soft-boiled eggs って specifically どういうもの?
So the soft-boiled egg is just like the hard-boiled egg, except that the yolk is not fully cooked solid.
とろって出てきちゃう感じ。そうだね。食べるには食べる。例えばラーメンとかに入ってたりする、中が固い卵もあればすっごいトローンって出てくる卵もあるんでそういう意味では黄身がまだできてないのは食べるかもね、アメリカではそれはどういう風にして食べるの、
like you eat it with your mouth, I don't know.
まあそういうことね。
I mean, like it's not like a specialty thing like ramen みたいな。
ああ、そうかそうか。
ではない。
Okay, okay. Well, I think it's interesting that you have specific names for the sunny side up っていうか卵焼きがあると思うんだよね。で、日本では卵焼きは卵焼きだけだよね。しかなくて、卵をひっくり返そうがなんだろうが。卵焼きは卵焼きなんだけど。
Oh, I see. Yeah, so...
You have, like, different words for
we
that.
We do. So, sunny side up means the yolk.
That's a hard word. Yolk.
The yolk is on the top, and it's... どうやって説明するの? So, sunny side up, you've only cooked one side of the egg.
Yeah. So,
if you flip it over, then it becomes over easy...Or sometimes they call it over hard, right? So over easy means it's been flipped and it's still a little soft. Uh-huh. And if you want it to be more fried and hard, then some people call it over hard.
Ah, それもあるんだ。ひっくり返したやつっていうのだけじゃなくて、さらにひっくり返してちょっと焼いたやつは over easy。で、ひっくり返して十分焼いたやつは over hard なんです。すごいね。これがね、やこね、いつも面白いなと思う。アメリカだと、その、こと細かく選べる、その状態を、こういうふうにやってっていうのが、細かく注文できるっていうのが面白いなって思うんだよね。
Yes, yes. Yes. So you want to be prepared to answer that question, how would you like your eggs?
だよね。そうそうそうそう。多分、英語に慣れてないとか旅行慣れてない人はそういうので結構って止まっちゃうっ って思うので、うん、お肉のねステーキのウェルダンとかそういうのは割とレアとかは馴染んできたけど、卵はねまだまだ知らない人も多いと思う、
うん、
卵料理自体を日本もいろいろ日本っぽいものがあるけど、アメリカとか、まあ、ヨーロッパとかね、そう欧米の国ではいろんな形で卵料理を選べると思うんだけど、 I wanted to ask you about the egg benedicts. I hear it a lot, but I have never had it. And so I wanted to ask you what that was like. Egg benedict ってなんかかっこいい名前のように聞こえるんだけど、一体何って感じで。
Yeah, so eggs benedict. I have actually never had eggs benedict because I can't have any of the food that's on it. But at the base, you have an English muffin. And...On top of that, usually is like Canadian bacon.
Ah, bacon.
で、その上に、はい、there is a poached egg. And then on top of that, there is hollandaise sauce.
Ah.
So hollandaise sauce is actually made out of egg as well. So it's basically,
はい、
you've got your English muffin, bacon, はい、poached egg, はい、and then egg-based sauce that's poured over it.
へ
え、あ、so it's very rich.
そうだね、こってこてだね。Mm-hmm. でもそんなにいろいろものが入ってんだね。卵だけがあるんじゃなくって、イングリッシュマフィンとベーコンとポーチドエッグってどういう？
So a poached egg is essentially an egg that's cooked in boiling water.
卵は割って入れるの？それともそのまんま？
No, because then it would be a hard-boiled egg.
ああ、そういうこと。あ、だからそれを分けるんだね、ちゃんとね。
Yeah, you break the egg and then the egg white and the egg yolk, you know, drop into the water and then it cooks.
ああ、なるほど。じゃあ、やっこそれラーメンではやるけど。
Mm-hmm. So good in ramen.
でしょ。I know. I love it. I do it all the time when I cook the instant ramen. で、入れて、で、最後に卵をポンと割って入れて、ちょっと形ができるんだよね。その感じかな、ポーチドエッグって。
Yes.
Okay, okay. Yes. I see, I see. That's, なんか朝マックの感じだね。So,
A little bit, yeah. But the poached egg usually, the 黄身が結構トロトロしてるまだ。
おー、美味しい。
It's usually not hard. Yeah. So you can kind of poke it and then it kind of gushes.
もうね、ヤッコが大好きな状態だね、それは。I can't believe I've never had it. I think I will next time I go.
I was going to say, next time you're here, you're going to have to order Eggs Benedict.
だね、だね。ちょっと。
So do you know what deviled eggs are?
デビルエッグ?
Yeah, it's deviled.
Oh, okay. え、わかんない。
So deviled eggs are often served as, like at parties.
はい。
Or as like a, yeah, as an appetizer kind of a thing. But basically, you have a hard-boiled egg, and you cut it in half, and then you take out the cooked yolk, right, from the middle. And with the yolk, you mix in like seasonings and mayonnaise and mustards, and then you fill the eggshell back up.
なる、シェル自体を?
I'm sorry, not the shell, but the egg white.
はいはいはいはい、なるほど。
形がそのまま、
元に戻す。
元に戻す。Yeah.
はいはいはい。
Wow, it's really hard to explain these things.
I know. それは見たことないね。
It's quite a beautiful display when you see it.
Yeah.
You won't order that for breakfast. Like, this is definitely a holiday thing. It's a party thing.
なるほど。アピタイザー系ね。
Mm.
日本でも結構多分アメリカでは絶対にない茶碗蒸しとか、
はい、
錦糸卵とか言って、ちらし寿司とかそうめんとかに、こう、these really thin threads of fried卵みたいなのをこうパラパラパラって乗っけたり、なんかそういうのって結構日本ならではだなって思うのがあったりするから。
Yeah, so can you explain? I don't like tamamushi personally, but can you explain what it is?
Okay, this is another hard one だね。あの、茶碗蒸しはですね、it's like pudding, but it's not sweet. It's more salty, and we tamago. ちょっと待ってね。And what I've looked up is it's savory egg custard.
Ah, hi, hi. Yeah, that explains it really, really well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's served hot. I guess it's more like a side dish rather than an appetizer, but it's served in like a teacup. And it has a little lid on it and with a little spoon and a little saucer. And it's like, it comes with your plate of your Japanese meal.
Yep. Well, the other thing is we don't eat raw egg here very often, but in 日本だと結構生卵を食べるよね。
そうだよ。もう多分誰でも知ってるのは生卵をご飯にかけた卵かけご飯は everybody eats it here. But 確かに I have never seen people eat raw eggs in the States.
Yeah, we don't see that here. But I remember as a child, like I used to eat the tamago kake gohan all the time.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So some of the differences that I've noticed too is, 日本だと like even with like the omelet
mm-hmm.
or like お寿司についてくる tamago.
Hi, 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 hi.
That in Japan, there's often sugar added to it.
Mm-mm-mm.
I've never seen omelets here with sugar added.
Yeah, it doesn't happen all the time. I think the Japanese omelet, the tamagoyaki, is served non-sweet as well.
Mm. The thing I love, 日本の、omelette, the omuraisu. Like,
so.
That's so yummy. Like, I miss that.
それってさ、omuraisu ってアメリカでは食べる?食べない?
No, I've never seen that here.
あ、やっぱ。
Typically, omelets usually have vegetables in them,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If anything. So it'll be mushrooms and onions and
mm-hmm.
That kind of like more sautéed vegetables that you put into omelets.
そうだよね。ヤッコがね、日本でなかなか手に入らないのは、まあおしゃれなとこ行けばあるけど、キッシュだね。
Oh yeah, you'll see them at bakeries and stuff.I don't think it's quite as popular as the other styles of eggs, but I can't eat eggs, but I make quiches, faux, fake egg quiches.
そうかそうか。なるほどね。Faux egg は何を使うの？
豆腐。
Oh, あ、それは美味しそうよ。豆腐ケーキだよね。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
That sounds so good.
So, the million dollar question, what is your favorite way to eat eggs?
だよね、そこだよね。やばい、即答できない。そう、あ、でも卵焼きだな。あ、ごめんなさい、目玉焼きだな。
Wait, is 卵焼きと目玉焼きと違うの？
いやいやいや、目玉焼きが sunny side up とか over easy とかでしょ？で、卵焼きは it's the Japanese type omelet, the one that you said goes on the sushi.
Oh,
それが卵焼き。
あ、はいはい
はいはい。はいはい。
Okay, so your favorite is 目玉焼き。
Yes.目玉焼きだね、okay. なんかね、ヤコ本当卵料理好きなんで、
uh-huh.
I cannot decide, honestly. I cannot. Like, I will probably have a different answer every day.
Oh, depending on your mood.
Yes. そう。なんかね、大好きすぎて選べない。ちーちゃんの場合はね、食べないって言いつつも、まあ、フォー代用品でいろんな卵料理っぽいものを作ると。思うけど、その中で一番じゃあおすすめなのは？
おすすめはありません。
え、おすすめはない
？No, because there's no subs. I mean, there's no.
やっぱ卵でやった方がいいってこと？
Well, absolutely. Yeah, the eggs are really hard to substitute. I think.
なるほどね。
So if you are like me and you can't eat eggs, we can be sad together.
確かにね、卵を何かに変えてってやるのは難しいよね。
Mm-hmm.
でもこんなにいろいろあって、多分まだまだね、本当はいっぱい質問したいんですが、またの機会にしましょうか。
mm-hmm. Okay, well let's jump to our pop quiz question.
はい、それでは今日のクイズコーナーです。
So today's pop quiz theme is culture.
はい、今日のクイズテーマは文化です。
Okay.So a religious holiday that's coming up here in the United States is Easter. And during Easter, we do the Easter egg hunt. Where today, most people will hide these plastic eggs for their kids to go and find and go on an Easter egg hunt. So what are the things that people put inside of these plastic eggs?
どんなものを入れてますか? いや、あのイースターエッグハントはヤッコもやったし、アメリカにいる時、子供の時に覚えてるし、実際の卵じゃなかったよね、確かに。プラスチックの卵で、こう卵を飾ったりしたよね。こうなんか絵描いたりして、それは覚えてるんだけど、I don't remember what's inside.
Oh my gosh! So you remember doing the Easter egg hunt?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. So there's typically candy. So it might be a piece of chocolate or candy inside. Sometimes it'll be money, like coins. So you might have a quarter or a dollar bill.
Oh my god.
And other times it might be like a small toy. You know, like kawaii keshigomu とかそんな感じ。
なるほど。あ、なんか入ってたんだ。やっこね、全然。I think I was into finding the eggs. あ、そういうふうにして、ま、中に何か入ってんのか。Okay.
That makes it fun, right? Because then you can open up all your eggs and have some money or some candy or whatever.
まあね、確かに。これってさ、子供の時しかやらないの？大人バージョンとかってあるの？
No.
あ、やっぱ子供用だよね。これはね、やっぱりね。I love the Easter egg hunt. なんか庭とかのいろんなところに隠したりして探した記憶があるんだけど、I really don't remember what was it. That's so sad. それでは、日本語の文化クイズに行きたいと思います。
はい。
はい。それでは、マヨラーと言ったら何でしょう？
Well, it sounds like Myler. I thought it was Myler balloons.
I don't know. マヨがヒントで。
Okay, can you say it one more time?
マヨラー。
I want to say it has something to do with mayonnaise.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, yay!
そうそう、当てずっぽだったのかな。マヨネーズに大きく関係しています。
I don't know what the ラー is.
はい、マヨラーは a person who is obsessed with mayonnaise. Like a mayonnaise
what?
Freak mayonnaise lover.
Are there mayonnaise lovers out there in the world?
Yes, there are. Apparently in Japan. And these mayonnaise lovers, what they do is they put mayonnaise on everything.
Oh, hi, hi.
And some people can get grossed out watching them do this. But 結構マヨラーはいっぱいいてですね、日本には。ただ本当にね、普通にあったかいお茶碗に入っているご飯の上にブワーってマヨネーズかけて食べるとか。
Oh no, that's just wrong.
でしょ？そうなんです。マヨラーじゃない人はこれを見てうわーってなるんだよ。
Well, okay. So here's another thing is this is a whole different episode, you guys. We'll have to talk about this another time. But mayonnaise is very different in the United States versus Japan.
I know. もう単語からして違うじゃん。Mayonnaise does not sound anything like mayonnaise.
Yeah, because we buy special Japanese mayonnaise here sometimes in addition to American mayonnaise. Because they don't taste, they're totally different.
Totally だよね。全然物が違う。物が違うよね。
Yes.
They're different things.
Yeah.We should look at the ingredients because they definitely are not the same.
ちょっとマヨラーのリスナーの皆様のためにも一回そういうエピソードをやってみたら面白いかもね。
Well, that's funny. Well, thank you all for tuning in to our egg special episode. And hopefully you will now feel confident ordering eggs whether you're in the United States or in Japan.
そうですね。今日は卵料理という卵三昧のエピソードになりましたけれども、まあ、ヤコもねちょっとエッグベネディクトって一体何なのっていうのを知りたかったし、いろんな卵の頼み方とかね、で日本も独特の料理があるので皆さんの頼んでみていただきたいなと思います、
And let us know what is your favorite way to have eggs. Hit us up on Instagram and Facebook.
はい、そうですね。そして皆さんの一番好きな卵料理知りたいです。ぜひコメントやお便りいただければ嬉しいなと思います。それでは、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週。バイバイ。バイバイ。
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。